A Prayer for Staying Strong in 2021 by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. It's always a great thing to set goals for ourselves when a new year begins. We can have all the intentions to start the year strong, like perhaps we did in 2020. But what happens if a crisis hits that throws you completely off course, like the one we all experienced this past year? What if 2021 looks similar to 2020? Are you so tied to the outcome of this pandemic or your difficult road you're walking that you often feel weak? What if the way to staying strong in 2021 is leaning on the only one who is strong? Because what if this same time next year, the pandemic is still around? And what if it's here to stay for another year? I'm not sure how you're feeling after a year that none of us ever imagined nor expected to walk through. But sometimes not having the answers is what finally points us to the one who is the answer, Jesus himself. In today's scripture, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth about the story of having a thorn in his flesh. He's describing how he was given a thorn in the flesh and prayed that it would be removed from him. The Lord responded with saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." Verse 9. We're not sure if the thorn in Paul's flesh was ever removed, but it is then that Paul took pleasure in life's infirmities, saying that it is in those times when he is weak, then he is strong. Paul knew that if he never had the distresses in life, then he would be strong in his own power. He knew that in those weak moments, that is when we're made strong in Christ. Let's follow Paul's example in verses 9 through 10 and learn to boast in our infirmities and take pleasure in them, even if we don't know how long they'll hang around. They could be a thorn in our flesh for the rest of our lives, so that we'll depend on God's grace alone. Let's stay strong in 2021, knowing that no matter what happens, in our weakest moments, in an undependable world pandemic, that we are actually made strong because we depend on a dependable God. Let's pray. Dear God, as hard as this year was, we thank you for our distress and our infirmities, just as Paul teaches us to do. We thank you that it made us come to the truth that you are the only one in control, that when our whole world was turned upside down in 2020, you were right side up, holding it all together. Thank you for being a faithful God, one that knows the beginning and the end. Father, we ask for your strength to go into a new year. We ask that we would stay strong by trusting in you and you alone. For our strength is made perfect in weakness. We have no idea how 2021 will look. In fact, it might look exactly like it did this past year. But Lord, we trust that your strength will guide and lead us, that your grace will sufficiently uphold us. Remind us in moments of doubt to soak ourselves in your word. For your word is the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Psalm 119:105. It's lit dimly enough to take us from one step to the next. We trust you this day and trust you with 2021. We commit to Proverbs 3:5, leaning not on our own understanding and strength, but rather trusting in yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.